Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. As we just see the sun rise this morning, we just know it's newness of life again that's available to us because, yeah, you have just got good things in store for our lives. Your will is the best thing that could ever happen to us, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that we've been translated out of the darkness, out of the deception, out of the lies of Satan, which is the greatest nightmare and horror story that tries to put you out of the picture. But even in that situation, your love drew us, Lord. You put people across our path to share the gospel, goodness of your salvation, and to be the gospel words, your words reflected in flesh and blood. So thank you. Thank you for your goodness this morning again, Lord, as we just see and know your will is the best. You just got the best intention for us, Lord. And so from the rising of the sun to the going down, your name is praised this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 7 from verse 10 to 13. For godly sorrow that is in accord with the will of God produces a repentance without regret, leading to salvation. But worldly sorrow, the hopeless sorrow of those who do not believe, produces death. For you can look back and see what an earnestness and authentic concern this godly sorrow has produced in you. What vindication of yourselves against charges that you tolerate sin. What indignation at sin. What fear of offending God, what longing for righteousness and justice, what passion to do what is right, what readiness to punish those who sin and those who tolerate sin. At every point you have proved yourself to be innocent in the matter. So even though I wrote to you as I did, it was not for the sake of the offender, nor for the sake of the one offended, but in order to make evident to you before God how earnestly you do care for us and your willingness to accept our authority. It is for this reason that we are comforted and encouraged.
Amen. So it's just so wonderful. You know, we see Paul and all the apostles. They are lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert. And so they are bringing in an understanding of a God that loved us, that made us, and he made us for purpose, and he made us for his will, so that his name can be hallowed. And when our heart is there, that we want God's will, and we get our daily bread, which is our daily sufficiency, leading, wisdom, love, and we stay in the light as he's in the light, we're in the right place. And this is, we're a pleasure. When you stay in the light, you're a pleasure to leadership, like Paul's leadership and the disciples' leadership. But when you believe you allowed wrong things to come in, that's when you're a problem, and that's when you're a problem to yourself and then to your family and then to your neighborhood. So it's so important, guys, that the will of God is a heavenly Father that made us, that has just the best in mind for us, that's now been made available through the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. So always run to God and not from him, and stay in the light as he's in the light. And the life of Christ, which is in that blood, in his life, and it's a life we share, we co-heirs together with Jesus of the goodness of God, of the kingdom, of the Spirit. So just always run to God. That's bottom line. Stay in the light as he's in the light, and be the lights, be the blessings, be the answers God made us to be. Thank you, Lord. You've got us. We recognize you. We call on you. Give us our daily bread according to what we need to hallow your name, to have your will and bring your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Your will be done in every way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.